Blog Talk Radio.
The one and only Mr. Hot Time Black is online with this topic, and I appreciate it.
Man up.
Yes, sir. Good evening. How's everybody doing?
To tell it how I see it, because I've been on both sides of the coin.
Those who are checking the show, the Man Up Talk Show, as we try to build what we're doing in this movement. We got my brother, other brother here, Dow Harrington, and welcome to the show as another host, of course.
Man up. Now, I appreciate smart. But you gotta know in this game, man, it ain't enough.
When you meet people, you wanna know their knowledge. You wanna know their story. What's the backstory? What brought you to this stage? And if somebody can help you to achieve that, it would be just totally ignorant.
We are on deck. Want to welcome everyone to the show. Listen to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia. Well, I checked you out earlier. Once again, yours from Mr. Nass. And I want to say,
I think all you men have nailed it, because the fact remains, we can't teach our younger men to become better men if we're being hypocrites. We're being hypocrites about what we're telling them to do.
Have things done to me, and I have done them. So I'm speaking from experience, and I'm also speaking from being able to tell you that it's real.
Everybody has to have a core. There's something that drives me. There's something that is bigger than ourselves.
Are you kidding me? Did you really just come at me like that? You will be eliminating the people that just don't have no business coming in your direction in the first place by the way you carry yourself, the way that you speak, and everything like that. So all you're doing is eliminating and inviting the correct people in your life.
No. We want to hear the difference.
Where do y'all want to go with this? You're talking children, you're talking relationships, you're talking all kinds of things, and it blows my mind, man.
The one only Mr. Nass, and of course, I want to be a big shout out to the rest of the team that helps put it down. Like always, big shout out to the one and only brother Edward L. Fairley. What's going on? We keep the applause going there right there. Also, big shout out to my partner in crime, my brother, the mother, of course, brother Daryl Harrington. He's out there in the streets doing good right now, holding it down as far as getting the vote, getting the people to sign it. You know, also, can't forget about my brother, Thomas Reynolds, holding it down as always. Can't forget about, of course, Delancey Davis. Great job, my brother, from last week. You really did your damn thing. Seriously. And, of course, big shout-out to my man, Hassan Black. That's my dude. These are just part of the people. And, I can't forget about, of course, the people that support us. you know, the fans, you, that support what we're doing. You know, without you guys, we couldn't be who we are. So without no further ado, let's get into a little bit what the topic is all about. Right now, a lot of fellas are doing their thing, honed down, you know, different outside scourges. So yours truly, Mr. Nas, is going to have a good time because we're going to do here on Shadow Worlds Radio, the Mantle Talk Show, we're going to now kind of relabel this. We're going to call this Feel Good Fridays. We're going to have a great time with it, and I want you to have a great time with it. Of course, you know, we'll go through the lineup here at Shadow World. Shadow Worlds Radio is just, I call it the mothership of many other networks that gets down. So let's also explain a couple of things that goes down here at Shadow Worlds. Let me see. I think I want to hear some little background joint while we're talking here. You know, by myself, but it's all good. We're going to have a good time. That's what this damn thing is all about, having a good time. But anyway, I got to be, of course, a special shout out to Every Woman Talk Show. They hold it down, seriously. So big shout out to all the ladies that hold it down. And, of course, the lovely ladies that go do the roll call, of course. The roll call for the Every Woman Talk Show hosts that come on every Tuesday at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You got one of those signature blacks, you know, a very professional woman. She's holding down in Georgia area, the Atlanta area, of course. Can't forget about Nate, who also holds it down. Can't also forget about Uli and, of course, Jackie. These four extraordinary women bring some real good winning talk. If you're not doing nothing, if you just want to just tune in, you can always check out the Every Woman Talk Show every Tuesday. And also, you can check out the archives. Our website's back up and running, www.shadowworlds, that's with a Z, at the end of worlds, .net. You know, you catch the archives, you catch the shows, you get a little bit of what's going on. We're doing some revamping to the website. We're bringing basically what's happening with our world to you, to your world. So, also, let's also go down and rundown. We got the Game Strong Sports Talk Show with my big dog, Trey, holding it down from Virginia. He's originally hometown, of course, Jersey, but he's holding down. I'm skidding. Let me take that back. Back it up. North Carolina. I apologize, Trey, if you're listening right there. You know, big Trey's holding down the Game Strong program, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. He's talking about local sports, national, locally, statewide, and just some of the news that associated with it from an everyday man's perspective. So you want to check that out. Big shout out to Trey for holding that down, man. Much love on that one, brother. And you got yours truly, holding down the new show that got a lot of good feedback on. I'm feeling really good about that. When people call and say, look, man, you know, I'm feeling it. What happened last week? So a little disclaimer I'm going to shoot out before, you know, we announce the other show on that comes on Sundays. There were some technical difficulties with the portal that hosts our radio show. It appears that we're up and running, so our apologies. You know, it happened. Oh, man, stop it. It happened, but we are back up and running, and we're just happy. We're back. We're back, baby. Let's go. But we got the Relations, the Slow Jams mixtape show every Sunday. You know, I get into a little adult talk, you know, got some guest callers that call in. You know, we just take you to that zone. Songs that relate to everyday life may just make you feel good all over. So that's what that is all about. You know, so we're doing a lot of things here at the Man of Talk Show, having a great time and, you know, doing what we do. But tonight's topic, I thought this wouldn't happen to me. Now, I want you to sit back for a little bit, and I just want you to sometimes just think about that topic alone. I thought this wouldn't happen to me. I thought it didn't happen to me. When you say that topic, what are we saying here? What are we saying? Are we saying that in life, in the bedroom, at your job? It's just so many different things that we can spin off of this topic alone. But before I even get into the topic, because I'm just having fun right now, I'm chilling, I believe we got my man, a brother from another mother, Brother Edward L. Fairley. What's going on, brother?
Good evening, fellas. How y'all doing?
Oh, man, I'm trying to stay blessed, man. Too blessed to be stressed, man. That's what it is. I'm actually chilling, man. It's it's been me, Dolo. That brother Daryl, he's grinding, getting the signatures he need from the residents of Orange, because like everybody is tuning in, our one and only brother Daryl Harrington is running for councilman of East Ward in the city of Orange, New Jersey. And he's out there grinding. He's out there grinding, doing what he has to do, talking to chicken hands, kissing babies. You know, listen, the key word, sanitize after. Not everybody's clean. You know, real talk, clean. But, you know, man, I had a long week. It was a productive week. It would, to some people, be stressful, man, but you know what? I got to say I'm blessed, because some people don't have a job or other things or other businesses or other things that they can do to be stressed over. They're stressed about what they don't have. And it's funny, man, you know, I was asking God, you know, I was talking to God early this week, you know, I do that, you know, I said, God, I kind of want to hit that Powerball and Mega Million, you know, I just want to kind of clean some bills up here and help the family a little bit more, because I wish I could help more. And it was funny, my missus went and got some Chinese food, and there was this fortune cookie there. I said, you know, God, I need a sign from you. So I opened up that cookie, and I swear to God, Brother Eddie, this is what the cookie said, the thing said. It says, how can you appreciate more if you don't appreciate what you have now?
That's real good.
It blew my mind. I stood there for like, I swear to God, mouth dropped open. I was done. I was like, wow. You know, and God works in a serious way. You know, it just happened. It was just a moment. And, you know, whether God sent you the message through a cookie or just send you a message in general, I asked a question. And with that cookie, and I got an answer. So, I mean, it just made me relook at things. Like, you know, I said, you know, damn, I just got to look at this. If he's going to bless me with, you know, a financial more blessing or other financial blessings, I'm going to help other people out, I have to take the time and say, you know what, I may not have that, but I have this. Let me appreciate this right here and enjoy the moments here. So when I do get it, I'm prepared. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not even, man. A lot of people don't realize that happiness and wealth is not based on what you have on the exterior, it's the things that's within. So wealth and all that stuff starts on the inside. So just like the cookie said, if you're not happy now, you won't be happy with money. People, they happen to think that that will be the case, but it's definitely not the case, because happiness is the decision that you make. So you can either decide to be happy with where you are. Not, it's the difference between happiness and being, I don't want to say content or complacent, but it's just being happy and grateful with what you have. Otherwise, he's going to say, well, if you can't be grateful or realize the blessing that you have with what you got, you're definitely going to miss it when I give you more. So let me see how you work with what I give you now, and then I can trust you with what I have to offer in the future.
Man, that was a humbling, man. Brother, you nailed it right there. I mean, you're right, because it humbled me. That moment alone, it straight up humbled me. People always look at certain bookmarks in their life, but when I read that and I just thought about some things, and that happened yesterday, it still resonates with me right now. So I think you're right. And the listeners, those who listen to the show, take the time to smell the roses that you have in your yard before you start going to some other garden or looking at other bigger gardens thinking that rose smells a lot more better, because you're not going to appreciate other smelling roses in a bigger garden if you can't appreciate your one little rose in your own garden. You know, so I say that, listeners, appreciate what you have here. Because, you know, what the old cliche, the grass is not green, it's always green on the other side, for real. So, listen, who else we have online? I think we got Brother Tom. Tom, you online?
Yes, I am.
Who else we have online? Oh, Brother Tom, what's going on, my man?
Oh, it has been a week, but things are going well. How about you guys?
Well, we got a little deep, man. I kind of went off a little bit, man. I just had what I call a hallmark humbling moment with Brother Eddie here. So let's start with Eddie first, and we're going to spin around and find out everybody's week was going. Brother Eddie, man, what's going on, man? We'll let the listeners know what's going on with you, bro.
Honestly, just straight up grinding, man. Like I said, I was talking to Sig earlier today, and just okay. how it's crazy how when you intentionally focus on bettering yourself, the opportunities that you realize that arise because you're mm-hmm. working on bettering yourself, and not to mention you can definitely measure how far you've come because you're really paying attention to your growth and you're intentional about your day or your life period. So I just happened to come across a lot of opportunities, a lot of big business deals and stuff that I've been working on behind the scenes. And it's just been really, really great. A lot of epiphanies. Like you said, you had your different moments, and I'm really excited. That's all I can say. I've just been excited. It's been a very busy week for myself, but definitely been productive and enlightening. So I'm really excited just in general, period.
That's good, bro. That's good. That's good. I mean, just taking the time just to appreciate, you know, the grind, you know. I mean, that's something we can definitely talk about. You know, those who don't even understand what it's about grind or just the hard work that you put in looking for the results. You may not see the results in right here and now, but you feel good about it because, you know, you say, you know, every day I'd accomplish something. I see something. That's that hope. That's that vision. That's something that you're doing and you believe in and people believing in you as well. So, I mean, definitely, brother. Brother Tom, you said it's been an eventful week for you as well. What's going on? We'll let listeners know what's happened with you this week.
Well, first, this week has been probably the best week I've had in a while. It started off with, you know, every project that I had was unconfirmed. They all called Monday and Tuesday on the report. Now it's that other scary part, which is, okay, how am I going to meet all of their demands and or wishes by the time frame I gave them when I had so many projects kind of pop up at once. But I'm excited and looking forward to getting the work done. Now, the other thing that happened, you know, last week we talked about Bloomfield and how they were doing with their police department. And so I put in an open request asking for some of the numbers. And yeah, I got this interesting, and I also asked for their affirmative action policy and some other things. It was interesting to find out, but apparently, and maybe I didn't use the right set of words, but apparently Bloomfield doesn't have an affirmative action policy. And it's quite interesting that in 2014 in New Jersey that a township would not have any policy addressing affirmative action. Again, I might have used the wrong set of words, but, you know, I did put in the open request, and they have to supply me with what I asked for. So,
can you do me a favor, Tom? Can you let people know what the OKRA, they'll know about what the request was? Please, because some people have chimed in and asked, what is that?
So OKRA is the Open Public Records Act, which basically says that, you know, a citizen in the state has the right to get a copy of any open public record or any document that a township may have or, you know, the state itself may have. So, and they have to, by law, respond to you within 7 days of you making the request. So I put in the request asking for, you know, the affirmative action policy, which every town should have a policy, and they have 7 days to say to me, okay, well, we have that, it's ready to go. And they might charge me for it. They might charge me, you know, per page for copies or whatever, but mm-hmm. they still have to provide me with, you know, hey, we have this information. How would you like it within 7 business days?
Mm-hmm.
But Bloomfield apparently has a affirmative action policy.
Well, evidently, and it's funny, you know, gentlemen, you never know who is listening to our show. However, I don't want to throw the person under the bus, but it has been confirmed a certain high politician person from the city of Bloomfield was listening to our show. They gave us, of course, a salute, and they've also gave us also a, well, we got you, we hear you, but it's pretty ironic that the city of Bloomfield, just want to let you guys know this, evidently there was a council meeting that would happen, and they hired, I believe, Mr. Santiago, former police director of North, if I'm correct. I want to make sure I'll check my information. He's been hired as their consultant to overlook police operations and policies for the city of Bloomfield Police Department after our show. So that, with that being said, a second change. we did something. Don't know what it was, but we did something. It shook it up because the turnaround was right
it
there.
Shows our strength.
Exactly. So when I say this to a lot of our listeners, when you think people are not watching you or you think people are not listening to you, you never know. Young men, I say to our young men, we all are mentors here on our panel. Young men, you never know who's watching you. You walk in the street, you never know who you're talking to. That could be that future person you interview for a job or college or for even an apartment or housing. You never know who's watching you. You never know, so you got to carry yourself a certain way. I'm not saying you got to walk with pins and needles or eggshells every day, but please keep in mind how you carry yourself, what you do, your perception. People are watching you, and it will come back because you never know who knows what. That's all we're trying to say, and that's what we here at the Man Up Talk Show is all about, trying to make change, the change on a reality standpoint. But tonight's going to be fun, dogs. Tonight we're going to get to the topic. I thought this wouldn't happen to me. Oh, you see Eddie laughing. You're laughing. Now, this topic is that phrase alone is very open ended. As Eddie would say, which way you want to go with this? Because it can be from just a blooper in your manhood life, if you know what I mean. It can be a situation that happened at the job. It could be happening something that happened home. It could just be something you may have said you didn't realize, or it could be some young ignorance that you did. You're like, damn, you got older. You're like, I don't believe I did that. Or you look at some of the exes that you dated, like, I don't believe I even messed with her. Or you did something that was just stupid that ends you up in jail, or you like, I don't believe, why did I do that? You just question yourself. So the topic is alone. I thought this wouldn't happen to me. I think, let me not say this to everybody. I think at one point, every man, I have to speak for a man, I can't speak for women, I can only speak from a male perspective. At some point, I've said this at least 10 times in my life, I thought this wouldn't happen to me. Now listen, just disclaimer, it don't mean what y'all think, so I ain't say that damn much. So I don't want y'all saying, I'm saying. So Eddie, I'm gonna swing to you first, then Tom.
You gonna go with me first?
Oh, I'm not talking on the line. Hey Tom, hold on. Tom, hold on. Let me ask you this. Hold on. I know how to do this. Tom, I'm gonna go to Tom first. I'm gonna say the best one for last. Tom. Have you ever had a moment when you kind of just like stood there, whether you're sitting at the edge of the bed or you're just sitting there like, I thought this didn't happen. It wouldn't happen to me. or just that moment. Have you ever just sat there and held your hand in your head like, damn, I thought this wouldn't have ever happened to me.
Yep.
We're sharing right now, brother, because we're being real.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
He just caused me to reflect on life and just to... Oh man.
Come on, we all been there, man. Come on, admit it.
I'm not a person that I used to be a person that can be embarrassed, but I'm not embarrassed about nothing. There's nothing that I wouldn't share. It's just funny how dumb I was. Or just the dumb stuff that I did, or what will be considered just an embarrassing moment, and that's the way I look at it. I don't know.
Hold on, let me help you get started. I'm gonna share one moment with y'all. I'm taking y'all back a little bit. Let me see if can y'all understand this one. Y'all remember that video game called Street Fighter?
Yeah, are you can.
Yeah. Tom, remember that game? Remember that game, the Street Fighter game? You ever remember that? Or did you play
the game they made a movie out of?
Chun-Li.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, come on. I grew up playing that game. You can't. Yeah, I know that.
I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure because some people I never played games before. I just want to make sure, Tom. Now there was a character called Blanca. Anybody remember Blanca? Remember Blanca?
There was a what?
That character that shot Blanca. Remember that?
Yeah, that was Dang.
Blanca.
Dang, the green dude.
Yeah. All right. Now, here it comes.
The orange hair.
Here it comes. Here comes. Here comes that moment. I thought I wouldn't. This wouldn't happen to me. I kid you not. In my late teens. I'm fresh out of high school. You know, I finished playing ball a little bit. I got in a little trouble. What it is. I dated a girl.
Oh,
a nickname.
Not that look like Blanca.
It's called. Yes, she was black as 1040 or car or looked like Blanca. But all right, I'm gonna say it. She paid me to be her boyfriend.
She what?
She paid me to be her boyfriend.
and you did you take it and did you say you was her boyfriend?
Well, when I say paid to be boyfriend, read between the lines.
Oh, he was a gigolo. He was a gigolo for a day.
Yeah, yeah.
You had a one day gigolo moment.
No, it wasn't one day, bro. It was $200 a pop. Damn. Mom said get out the house. I had no money coming. I gotta do what I had to do. Look like Blanca, bro. Straight up. Anybody, Google the character. I can't follow, man. You know, that was a dark time in my life, man. But you know, so I didn't feel bad because my partner was dating her cousin. She was light skinned, you know, like a red bone. But she had, like, we called her a ring around her neck. She had, like, the super dark, no chain on her neck, but like this deep, dark rings around her neck. And when she sweat, you see the dirt fall on her shirt.
You should have worn a condom on your whole body then.
Man, I prayed, dog. I prayed. Man, needless to say, man, that was a bad time in my life. Yeah, I thought
that's
this was
pretty good.
Oh, it ain't over.
Oh, it ain't over. I'm thinking, man, I got a lot of stories that I could tell of embarrassment.
But you know what? The bad part about it, she wasn't pretty. God, Lord forgive me. I'm so sorry. I really am.
Behold, Timmy, life, real life, a thing that.
I'm sorry. I think I get that start with y'all. I mean, that's just something I thought that wouldn't happen to me. When people look back, like, you know, they would think, like, wow, you really did? Dude. And to this day, that's like kind of like the, it's kind of the thing, like, wow, bro. What people won't do for money.
Yeah. Right. Heck yeah.
Tom, I know. See, Tom. See, everybody. Let me tell you something. Tom is an upstanding guy. You know, great guy to talk
like
to.
That.
So is Eddie. But I know damn well that you got some. Listen, man. See, this is where manhood comes in. That when a man can talk about their bloopers and blunders, and they learn from it. And hopefully, anybody that's listening to the show can say, you know what? Damn, I'm in that situation. I've been not going to get out of this ass. they talk with some real knowledge. You know, I think I've done that before. So any dudes, listen, don't drop your standards. If you're a handsome dude, if you're on the uprise, do not settle. Do not settle for mediocrity or things beneath. And don't get paid. You're wrong. You're dead wrong. You are a prostitute. I'm sorry, Tom. Big dog. Tom, you're upstanding sentences, but I know. But I mean, I don't want to kind of throw you under the bus, but you know what? Because you're running for all, eventually I see you doing other political stuff. They're going to come at your history, so let's keep it real.
That's funny.
See, the problem is that I tell you guys these things, the next thing they're going to start dragging up these the tapes from, you know, who knows when. And I got to sit here and explain to people.
All right, well. Let's talk about something that's not as that won't be brought up on the archives for you. That damn NASA started trouble. You got any moments.
Hold on.
Help a young brother out.
I'll just have to deny that this was ever me. Or better yet, be like, you know what? It was me. It's own up to it fully.
There you go, man. See, that's what I'm talking about. Man up. Man up.
So who going next? Tom?
What?
We waiting on Tom. He said he'll deny it.
What do you mean?
But,
I one of those moments where you just, did that just happen?
Yeah. Do you have any moments that, you know, you see, you kind of said, I just thought this wouldn't happen to me?
just to put it in layman's terms, just an embarrassing moment, or just a moment where it's like, dang, why did I do that, or
come on, better, one of those moments when you're sitting there and you're talking to your friends about a specific person, and you don't realize that person is standing right behind you.
Dang.
Especially
hold
when you're talking about.
Yeah, tell me, was it a girlfriend, an ex, or family?
It was a girl.
That's one of those moments in mid-sentence, you'd be like, she's behind me, isn't she? Yep.
Yep. Turn around and you, you know, that's that moment when you didn't know black people can blush, but.
was it a girl you was trying to get to know, or was it somebody you
someone was trying to get with? I was sitting there with my friends, and we're talking about how nice it is, how well-formed, how all the curves work the right way. And then,
wow.
You know, you turn around, and that person is standing right there, and you're like, yep.
Nice. Nice. Yep. Dang. That gives me a call. Stop. I'm sorry. That's a beautiful thing, man. See, it depends on what you were saying. Was she could be proud, or did she hook off in the back of your damn head? There's a couple things. She's like, yeah, that's me. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
or she could have been like
that.
This.
I did that.
She could have been like the street fighter, like, oh, you'll get. Oh my God. So, Tom, let me ask you. When she heard you, what was her response?
I don't know. I didn't stick around long enough.
Hold on. I was
a little younger. I was a little confused as to how to properly handle the situation.
Hold on. You talk grimy about her, and you bailed? Now, what's more embarrassing? Did you see her again?
You know, the worst part is, though, now that we're actually good friends, too.
Oh,
well,
she didn't forget, though. She didn't forget. It's time and opportunity. You at least expect it. Like, here, baby, I made you some food. You like spaghetti?
See, I make the spaghetti from hand. I got the hand crank. I just make it there that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, brother Eddie, listen, man. We've talked about several shows and behind
yo,
the scenes.
Yo, I can talk for days about stupid stuff that I've done, yo.
Because you came from where you used to be to who you're at now. So me, you talked about it, and I can just imagine the stuff that you went through. You said, "Damn."
Well, I'll start with something that was kind of embarrassing yet funny. All right, I remember when I was in probably high school, I was in the mall, and I saw this fine girl. I was with my friends or whatever. So I saw her. She made eye contact with me. I made eye contact with her. We still walking just the same direction. She kind of on the other side of the mall when I saw her. So I made eye contact with her, and I called myself, you know, get my sexy face on. I kind of tightened my eyes a little bit, bit my lip, and started walking, you know, more powerful, have make sure my stride right or whatever, but I'm still making eye contact with her. I'd be damned if I didn't walk straight into a sign. Hard as a... Yo, I hit that sign so hard.
Yo, hold up. Yo, was she looking at you? Was she looking at you at the same time?
She was looking at me. I fell dead into a sign. And it was another time. kind of the same situation. I saw these, it was this girl, and we were about to leave the mall. So I kind of sped up so that she could see me, made eye contact with her, leaned in to open up the door. The door was locked, man. And I'm pushing, and I'm, like, praying that the door would open because I'm trying to open up the door to push that junk. And I'm here shaking the hell out of the door, trying to rip that thing off the hinges to push the door open. That thing would not open. And the door that they went through was the one that was unlocked. And they just walked all the way through and just laughed at me like I was a sucker. Another time I was in college, right? I had just got a new truck, and it was a stick shift, and I had just learned how to drive a stick shift maybe a week prior to that. So I pull up, I see some fine girls, roll my window down, looked at them, kind of gave them the nod, and then tried to pull off, and that Jay started jerking like a rodeo because I wasn't familiar with the clutch like that.
Hold on.
Man, I just knew I was cool, turned my music up and everything. Tried to pull off and stalled out, jerked. And everything
was in my neck. Hold on. I got a car story for you. Listen, every dude out here, every guy, their first car was either a bomb or they thought it was the bomb. Well, it was the bomb. Everybody. Let me tell you something, man. I got a little piece of change. Eddie, I got a ride with you on this one. I bought myself a BMW. I thought I was chilling. I didn't know you had to do certain things to fix your car. Now, my lady listening to the show right now, she can affirm to this. Now, y'all know how hydraulics is in California. The people got the hydraulic popping switches. I didn't have no hydraulics. I had no switches. I just had the bad shock. But I think I'm chilling. I'm all pulled up, and I'm like, let's go get some burgers. So we go to White Castle's, and I'm sitting there, you know, my BMW lean with it, rock with it, bouncing up and down. Well, and let me get 5 cheeseburgers. I couldn't even get a damn 6-pack. It was cheap as hell. So I had the first hydraulic BMW car. You know, and she's trying to drink a juice, and it spills all over her. But lovely to say I married that beautiful woman. She wouldn't fail. But every time we see in BMW, she got jokes. She like, yeah, hit those switches. I'm like, shut up. Kind of play me out. You know, but we all been there. Every man has, on his panel has said that same word. I thought this wouldn't happen to me. Now, Tom, you're really reserved. Now, I'm going to get the best out of you, dog, before this show is over. It's going to come out. You at one point, now we're going to take you to, all right, we talked about school, we're going to get a little specific. Have you ever, in the bedroom, ever said, I thought this wouldn't happen to me? That's right. The crickets go. Come on, we all got to admit it. We all got to say that one moment. Have we been there?
I don't.
Man up. Let's go. Listen, man. We old enough.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh. You never had that moment when she looked at you like, What? I thought this never happened to me.
Okay. Goodness.
Oh, God. Tell me the deeper. Oh. All right, listen. We'll all keep it real, okay? Deal. All right. You say something. Not too much. We all have to man up. Because right now, okay. You know, let me tell you something. Every guys listen to the show, man up. Don't bother yourself.
We've all seen Harlem Nights, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You know the scene when they're talking about that one captain, like, you know, throw it up in the sunshine, or throw it up in the air and it turns into sunshine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just that, and they try to say how it's just that good. And there was this one person who, you know, we won't say her name or anything, but she wasn't. She, you know, maybe her face had a little bit of a problem, but it was that good. Like, it was that good that you could control yourself. It was that good. You threw it in the air. It turned into sunshine. And
see, you know, that is a problem.
You had trouble controlling yourself.
Oh, hold on.
Reduced effective.
So, hold on. Let me get this right.
No. We don't need to elaborate.
So, did you make it out the 5-minute box?
You know what? I have said enough.
My stomach hurt. Oh, God, my stomach. Okay. He said it without saying it. Was it 1 minute? 2 minutes?
So, anyway, who's next?
It's all right, bro. It's all right. All right. It's all right. Here, we'll give you a hug. Oh. Oh, all right, Eddie, help me out. All right.
Okay. There was when I was probably about 17. It was a lady that I had met at my job. I used to work at Burlington's at the time. So we had exchanged numbers. I had been visiting her at her house. She was probably 37, close to 40 or whatever. And I was trying to get at it. So I finally got that
opportunity.
How old
was you first?
Finally, 17.
How old was you first?
So
17.
Yeah,
damn.
I was 17. I always mess with older women. I couldn't stand girls my age, but that's a whole other story. But anyway, so finally got to that point or whatever. So I went and I'm going down to give her head, and she wouldn't let me give her head.
Wait a minute.
And that's my thing. You know, head has always been my thing, and that's what gets me excited. So if I can't give head. Like, I'm confused. I'm lost. And that's the first person that ever denied me a head. So when I'm down there trying to give a head, she pushed me away, won't let me give her head. Man, I couldn't get hard to save my life. And she looked at me like I was a straight chump and rolled her eyes at me and started playing with herself. But what I realized is it wasn't necessarily the fact that I needed to give head to get hard. I just needed to see a female please for me to get hard. And when she did that, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, well, that's all I needed. Exactly. Actually, you know what? I can end it with the explosion. Because once I got my condom on, once I got my rubber on after that worked, watching her, I put it down, but I could not get hard, and that lady looked at me like, this little young chump, I thought he was going to put it down. No. And so after she started taking care of herself, which is what I loved about older women, is like, they ain't got time. They trying to get there. So if you can't get an older woman off, you either can't last or you don't know what the hell you're doing, because she's adamant about getting her rocks off. So, that was my first moment, like, what? Don't keep your head. Well, what do I do now? I was jacked up, so. That was my moment. Then I had another moment where I called myself trying to get at my one of my mom's friends. I was probably,
you know what? You are something else.
No, I was trying to be sneaky.
You're something behind the scenes, and, dude. You're something else.
So I was trying to get at my mom, one of my mom's friends. My mom was gone. She hadn't come back home yet. So I was like, well, do you want to watch a movie or something while my mom's gone until she get here, right? Yo, hold on. Check it. So she was like, yeah, I'll watch a movie until your mom get home. So I'm trying to be sneaky. I had movies that I already made with other girls. So I put in one of my tapes to get her, like, to make, and I was going to walk out, and I walked out of the living room to play it as if I thought it was a regular movie so that she could see and be like, dang, that Joker doing his thing. So I left out the room while when I came back, I mean, as soon as I left out the room, to leave so she could watch the tape, my mom came in the house.
Damn! Oh!
So then I'm on the screen, putting it down with one of my tapes. The lady looking like, what? And I'm like, oh, trying to play the role that I was already going to play. Let me. I had to try to cut the daggone tape off. My mom looking at me like, nasty little whatever. And that just didn't. I never got to get it. So
that didn't
work out.
When I was in middle school,
I think it was like sixth grade. I had this girl. She came over my house, and the whole intent was to do that. So she came to my house, and I've always been a bold and just direct and honest person. So she came to my house, and my mom and them, they wasn't there because I had it set up that way. So she came to my house. She chilling or whatever, and I laid on this chick lap, and I smelled her through her jeans. Immediately, told her to get out. I had her call her mother, and she had to leave and sit on the porch until her mother came to pick her up. And I was pissed. I was so mad. Because the fact that she came over my house and I could smell you through your jeans, that is disgusting. And you knew what the game plan was in the first place. So I told her to call her mom and to get out. So she called her mom, and she had to wait outside until her mother came and got away with her nasty ass.
You know what, man?
Never thought that would happen to me.
First of all,
I never thought I'd be able to smell you through your jeans.
See, you know what? Listen, though, first of all, listeners, you know, first of all, thank you for listening to Man Talk Show. We're having a fun topic on, I thought this wouldn't happen to me. And we're just sharing our personal moments. I'm pretty sure, you know, listen, feel free to share your moment. The call-in number is 646-478-4507. Eddie, you have issues. First of all, I'm a little concerned with a 17-year-old kicking to a 38-year-old woman who's old enough to be your mother. We're going to talk behind the scenes.
Oh, my dude. Man. First of all, that was pretty young compared to what I was dealing with. I'm telling you, I always liked and was able to attract older women. That was not difficult for me at all. Ever. Ever.
Man, you
and that was the
great,
game for me. I loved
it. you stay with my great grandmother. You know, I don't need you like, oh, whew, that walk of sure looks sexy.
Let me help you with that walk.
I've messed with my teachers, I've done a lot of stuff.
Matter of fact, I got another story. This one is it kind of messed me up. All right, so let me set the scene. So me and my mom, we had a relationship, very honest, open or whatever about sex and everything like that. So she was more my sister than my mom coming up. Yeah, me and my mom.
Were your moms?
When I was coming up, me and my mother was more like brothers and sisters than mother and son. But anyway, to finish saying what I was saying, my mom, she told me, she said, if and when you have sex, son, she said, never have sex in the dark. She said, if you have sex in the dark, that means that you are ashamed of your body. That's what my mother always told me. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's pretty simple advice to take. So, all right, I'm in college, and there was this girl that I was trying to get with, and I finally got her to the house or whatever. So we get to the point where we about to do it and everything like that, and as soon as we about to do it, she says, I want to turn the lights off. First thing that come to my mind is my mom. Then I was like, man, fuck that. If I'm going to get this, I gotta get turned these lights off. So I turned the lights off, right? So kissing and everything, and I worked my way to her neck. Then from that, I worked my way to her breast. Then I worked my way down, and I reached hair. So I worked my way back up. And I worked my way to her breast. Hold on, listen, yo. So, and then I worked my way to her breast. Then I worked my way back down, And then I keep going down, and I hit hair again. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I kept, I went right back up again, and I kept going back up. I got to breast again. Now, it's not like I wasn't intending on going down that far, but I know how the body works. I'm very familiar with the body. So you're going to get breast, then you're going to get a belly button, then you'll get hair or down there to her pussy, right? So, all right. So I work my way back up, and then I get breast again. So then I'm working my way down, and I hit hair again. Then I stop, and I turn the light on, and she ain't have no belly button.
Hold on.
She looked up at me and she said, "I don't have a belly button." She said, I had a hernia when I was born, and they did surgery, and it took away my belly button." And I'm like, "Yo, you need to tell me about that shit."
Hold on, wait a minute. Time out. Hold up! Don't the belly button have the umbilical cord that feeds food to the child in the stomach? Wait a minute!
It wasn't a scar or nothing there, yo. She just straight up and has no belly button.
I have so many questions.
Yo, I can't make this stuff up. So Chucky, hold up. So, of course, all right, but I ain't going to lie. I did hit the chick with the belly, without the belly button afterwards.
She did. She's nasty.
I ain't going to lie. After I got over my initial shock and I explained to her that you need to tell people about shit like that, I hit a lot of times after that. But anyway, so hold on. I told my best friend at the time what happened. She said, you a liar. You be always making up stuff. I said, I'm not lying. So guess what she did? We're in a student union building in college, right? And she goes, let's play a game. And I'm like, everybody's like, okay, what game you want to play? And my best friend at the time, she talking about some, let's play Innie or Outie. And I'm like, and we all looking like, well, what the heck is Innie or Outie? She said, we just go around in a circle, and you tell whether you have Innie belly button or Outie belly button, because the girl was in the room. So
you
we
know
all
what?
Going around. I'm looking at her like, I want to strangle this chick right now. So we all going around the dad going, the circle, and it's like, hey, what do you have? And one dude was like, I got an Innie. And next girl, she's like, well, what do you got? An Innie. Then the third girl is like, well, what do you have? She's like, I have an Audi. She's like, oh, door stopper. Brrr, just making little jokes or whatever.
What?
About the girl.
Door stopper.
About the, yeah. You know the little thing that's in the to keep the door. So she talked, she joked about the girl with the Audi. So then a couple more people, what you got? Any. So then it gets to the girl. And she's like, well, what do you have? I almost said her name. I'm glad I did. And she said, her head drops down, and she says, I don't have a belly button. And my best friend at the time looked up at me, and I was like, yo, she's so freaking trifling, huh? Go ahead, say what you got to say.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. Say that again, how she said it, yo. See, first of all, that's a sign right there. I have nothing. Yo,
I don't have a belly button.
No, first of all, you may want to reevaluate the situation. If I sound like that,
You need to do a full body check. I'm on the ultra light and move on. I'm talking about this. I'm talking about the gloves on. You need to check everything. You need to have the biopsy. You need to have the background check, the fingerprint analysis. I have nothing.
She didn't have nothing. She said, I don't have a belly button.
But still,
she said it real. Like, she pronounced all the consonants and everything. I don't have a belly button.
Who says that? First of all, hey, Tom, you said you had so many questions, bro. First of all, I think your story scares me more than your story.
I'm
Tom,
still trying to visualize this whole situation right now.
I mean, this is where you become a dirty dog. Because, guys,
dude,
right here on
the
channel,
lesson,
let alone.
The lesson in this is listen to your mother, because, of course,
check the belly button.
Mom,
I got you. That's the lesson.
I told my
you
mom that
the
next day
first.
And told her
you.
What the hell happened. And she's like, I told you. I told her without the lights on. So that's the lesson for everybody. If your mom say don't have sex without the lights, I mean with the lights off, don't have sex with the lights off.
So,
be missing something.
I can't listen to Teddy P. Come on, turn off the lights. See now you have to listen to this paranoid. See, you know. Listen, man, this story right now you just said has so many dimensions. Because, all right, first of all, let me explain something to all of y'all. For the rip. Any man, all right, let me just say for me, let me just talk for everybody, because evidently Eddie's different. If you're a woman with no damn belly button, I'm running fast and furious. I'm talking. I am Olympic star hauling ass out the crib. There's no
whatever,
yo.
That was some good belly, no belly button having stuff right there.
I don't give a damn. Somebody had listen. I know that listen, man. This is what. See, no. Well, let me tell you, some listeners and our young people understand the belly button. That's what a umbilical cord attached to the baby. The baby just said.
That's what I'm
saying.
Like,
my question is, the baby
in
the stomach.
In like a,
what the hell the baby was eating? Tom,
no,
okay,
she was born. She said she was born with a hernia. So she was born after she was born, she had a hernia, and it was by her belly button. So they did surgery to remove it.
I'm
it wasn't like she was in the stomach without
a belly button.
Come on, dude. She's not Eve. I didn't say that I had sex with Eve. You like Adam and Eve. Eve probably in the bed.
Yo, hold on. Hold on. Yo, Eddie, oh God. This is by far one of the craziest things that you've ever shared. Because you know we're going to talk about this later on, right? About the woman
with
the belly button.
I just told you I don't get embarrassed about nothing. Yo, the only thing I learned in college probably is if you don't want to be embarrassed about something, be the first one to talk about it. That kills any power that anybody has over you about whatever. I got stuff more embarrassing than that to tell y'all, so you can keep going.
Oh, my God.
Or we can stay on this one.
First of all, the belly button is historic right now. I'm having a field day because, like Tom said, there's so many questions that even come from this. Just for the record, we all want to know. I got a text from my man on Brick City 911. What the hell school did Eddie go to?
I went to Nova State University when I went to college.
Brick City, if you got it, don't see a kid there.
Oh, God. Y'all stupid, man.
Oh, my God, my stomach hurts. Hold on, let me stop saying my belly button may pop away. Oh God, Tom! Eddie, this is by far.
Don't try to stay on this show. It's y'all turn. I got more stories, but I ain't going until y'all start talking.
Here's what we're gonna do. Let's go to a brief musical interlude, but we gotta come back because ain't no in hell. Listen, man, this is vintage. I'm sorry, I never heard a man ever tell me a woman had no belly button, bro. And you stayed around.
Where do you go from there?
Yeah, I put that on everything I love, yo.
Yeah, how you go from touching and you go from breast, a little bit of seven hair.
Does she have a
like, you don't
can you make her a t-shirt that says, ask me about my belly button?
Yeah, I mean, this is so, man, this is scary. Listen, all right, listeners, the number is 646-470-4567.
Y'all talking like I wasn't jacked up. I experienced it. I just told y'all the story. How y'all think I felt when I turned the daggone light off?
Well, you still hit it, so we know how you felt.
Hold on. we know, we all know how you felt. But anyway, let's go to a brief interlude. Brief music interlude. We come back, we're going to have my man Eddie back with the no belly button. We're going to have Tom back. You know, Tom, you know, he shared a moment, whether it was 5 minutes, 2 minutes, and I had Blanca. You know, it is what it is, you know, but we're in a better place now. We're in a better place. So listeners, welcome to the Man of Talk Show. And right now, tonight's topic is, I thought this wouldn't happen to me. We just having fun. 5 minutes. We're going to cut this music short because I got to hear more about these stories. Once again, welcome to the Man of Talk Show.
Shadow. Would you like to come to my house and listen to some music?
You.
Yes, yes.
Not you, him. What's your name?
Me.
Yes, you.
I am me. He is me. And I'm me.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
feel so real. You are the one who makes me feel so real. You are the one who makes me feel so real.
What you had in store was ever only me. Shouldn't you know you took me by surprise? When I turned and looked, I saw that message in your eyes. There you were, out there on the floor. The way you move, girl, only made me want you more. I did not know you had been hypnotized to the movement of your body dancing in my eyes. I knew I had to hold you and make you mine. Don't want to control you, just have a good time in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me,
oh, DJ, yeah,
when you lay down next to me, I find it hard for me to concentrate. If I don't make my move down, it might be too late. I've got to make sure you don't get away. After all you've done, girl, to make me wanna stay. All my life I've been searching for a star. Now my search is over, and here we are, living in ecstasy, yeah. When you lay down next to me, yeah, we're in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me,
once again, we are back with the topic today. I thought this wouldn't happen to me. I had to keep it funky with a little Barry White, you know. But you guys, I'm sitting here literally, I was laughing for the last 5 minutes, you know, during our music break, still cracking up because I'm just trying to phantom Eddie. I'm laughing at Tom because, you know, you guys are professionals and you're a family man and stuff like that. And just to hear the stories. Just did that, you know. See, here's what it is all about. See, there's a misconception with men, and this is why we call this the Man of Talk Show. The misconception is men don't know how to be open, or men don't know how to address their humility or the things that have happened to their life. The purpose of this show tonight is to kind of share those moments and then say it's okay, because you know what? It's okay to talk about it. It's okay to get it off your chest. It's okay to get it out. So you hold in for what? Well, you hold in for what? Mention it. Look, I got nothing to hide. You know, I'm an open book right now. This is what I do. This is who I am. Once you accept who you are and you tell people who you are, people respect where you come from. Yeah, I mean, that's just my thoughts. That's just my thoughts. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. Maybe I'm just being very visible about who I am. I think the problem is when you have so many people. Hello? Everybody's on board?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I mean, I think that the problem is that a lot of guys that don't, or people in general, just even politics to everyday life, they have forgotten to be very open and transparent about who they are and stop trying to be freaking phony. No, hold on, let me retract that. Let me say it the way Nas would say, fucking phony. Now you got to keep it honest. I mean, that's it, because, you know, stop being phony. You know, and that's the problem with politics, is the problem with the world we live in. Everybody's being phony, and you're trying to figure out what they're up to, what you're doing, and then they have these other classes trying to figure out liars. And listen, man, just be honest and be real who you are. Be very transparent. People hell of a respect you a hell of a lot more. And this is the purpose of this show. We're having fun with the topic, but at the same time, you hear men talk about things that they've been through. And Eddie, you're still killing with the no belly button thing, but we're going to leave that one alone.
Yo, you talking about killing you. First of all, my wife, before we went on break, my wife got home from a hair appointment. So she's like, so what's the show topic today? I was like, I never thought this would happen to me. And she's like, uh-oh, do I even want to hear your story? I said, nah, you don't want to hear it. She said, well, if that's the case, I do want to hear it. So I just laughed and said, I told him the belly button story. And she looked at me and she said, I ain't never hear no belly button. So I said, I ain't never tell you the belly button story. Now I got to tell the daggone belly button story again. So I had to go through the whole daggone belly button story again with my wife. But, yeah, but
you
no.
Gotta, you
got to
hear it.
I'm definitely tell my wife. That's my best friend. I was surprised that I didn't tell her. That's why I nonchalantly said, "Oh, I told him the belly button story." But that, I ain't worried about that. But anyway, to piggyback on what you said, if you can't connect with people if they don't feel you're human. That's the best way I can put it. You can't connect with people if they don't feel you're human. So if you're trying to hide all your skeletons, first of all, they don't see any sign of growth, and they assume that you've always been who you are, and they don't feel like there's hope for them. So if I show you how dumb I was and all the stuff that I used to do, and you see me now, now you can say, okay, well, it was a process. You can respect the process. You'll probably be willing to go through the process that I tell you that you might need to go through in order to get to where I am if you aspire to be like me. So
if I
want to
be
one,
like you, I need to see the girl with no belly
one,
button.
For one, you're so stupid. You know, you're an idiot for that.
Good job. Come on. Hold on.
That is hilarious. That is funny.
I'm sorry, Eddie. That was a
touche
moment. Okay.
Oh, my God.
He's an old
man. No, but you know what I'm saying. Like, they would need to know and understand that there is a process that you need to go through. Not everybody's born where they end up. They worked and they made decisions to end up to where they are. That was an excellent time, actually. That was perfect. But no, you do not have to sleep with a woman without a belly button several times, if you will.
Several times, over and over again.
To be like me. No, you don't, actually.
Oh God, that was great. I'm sorry.
Because you're setting the bar kind of high right there. I mean,
my God.
I'm just saying, she let me get her head, so it allowed me to get excited enough to finish the job.
Hold on. Did you check? Did you make sure it was right there?
Oh,
Eddie, this is the best. Oh, my God. Oh, this is the best. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to get that.
All right. So Who's turn?
Tom, being that you came back with that quick snap, it's on you, bro. I'm passing the ball to you right now. Because you came back with a good one, so you gotta share a moment. I thought this would happen because you got to. It's your turn.
I have a thing that I enjoy, which are, you know, maybe some people might call it the squirters. I don't really know. But have you ever had that first time it happened, and if you weren't warned ahead of time, and you're just sitting there and you're whatever, you weren't warned that you're dealing with a squirter.
With a squirter? Did you say a squirter?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I did.
Wow. Yo. Yo. Yo.
Hold on. This is getting good.
Yo.
Hold
I got
help
this.
Me out
yo.
Here.
Yo. I'm about to be weak. Hey. Yo, I ain't even gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie, yo. That's the only experience that I've never had, and that was like a bucket list.
Really?
But please finish.
Please elaborate. Oh God. Oh God.
But I can imagine. Please don't allow me to imagine. Please tell me this story, because I can't imagine though. But I can't imagine if you weren't warned about that. How you would have reacted.
You're
I think that's one of the sexiest things I've ever seen
in
my life.
There,
okay.
You're doing your thing. You're going to work, and then your face is now turned into a glazed donut. And you're like,
oh God, I wish I had that song, Skinny.
So how did you respond to that?
I was confused for starters.
You what?
I was confused for starters.
You were confused.
Did somebody just start telling me? Like, is that just...
I'm sorry. I can't.
Wow.
And
oh,
then she...
Is R. Kelly me? Oh, God, Tom, you're priceless. Oh, you guys, oh, Jesus. I'm sorry, Tom. This
so
is hilarious.
Did you finish? Right, did you? What did you
of
do?
Of course I finished. Of course I finished. God.
Oh, wow.
Hold on,
let me just
play.
So
what is my research afterwards?
If you can hit the girl with no belly button, I can.
No, I was saying the bad thing that you finished. You said that you were confused. So I didn't know if you stopped and felt like she peed on you or something.
I paused. I asked questions.
I'm just trying to figure out what happened,
yo. I paused. I asked, like, what did you just, like, I literally was like, did you just pee on me? And she's like, no, no. I'm like, oh. Let's do this again.
So hold on. Are we talking go to shower, son? Did you get a Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Yo,
oh, Lord,
that's not a I thought this would never happen. That's a I wish that it happened to me. I'm kind of jealous of you right now, Tom.
Hold on. No, stop this. What the hell are you talking about? You're jealous. What the hell? Hold on. Wait a minute. Oh, wait a goddamn minute.
What do you mean, wait a minute? People get in line to see a squirt. People don't get in line to see the belly button missing girl. People get in line to experience somebody squirting. They ain't trying to see the missing belly button girl.
Hold on. For the listeners, I just got a text from an anonymous person. They hit their name. They said, explain squirting.
Oh, okay. Do you want to do it, Tom, or would you like me to do it?
I would love to hear your version.
No, no,
I want to hear your version.
That damn easy. Y'all want to hear both versions, damn it. We're the list. We will not be denied. I want to hear both versions. This is priceless shit.
Well,
oh God.
The action of squirting is the female ejaculation. It's when there's a release of fluid from
somebody. Perfect timing on that explosion.
I have, over time, I've learned that there's different types. There's the explosive type. There's the slower, you know, sort of little pour. There's the, you know, a little loose drip. That kind of, you know, there's all different types there. And I'm a fan of all of them. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But, okay, squirting is when, like he stated, when a female reaches her peak. But when she reaches her peak, it shoots out a lot of fluid. It doesn't ooze out. We're not talking about a venereal disease here.
Not a little drip.
It literally shoots kind of like if you were to see a sprinkler system.
Like a super soaker.
You know, not a sprinkler system, but when it gets to that last, you know how it goes. See, he did say it's super soaker, but it shoots out. So that's what squirting is. Some females, they say that all females can do it, but some females, when they reach that peak, they actually squirt, and it shoots out a lot of fluids when they reach their peak. And that's, I think, the sexiest thing about it is the fact that, like, you can't fake that. Like, nigga,
no,
you ain't
there
for real. You can't fake that. So I think that's why I personally think it's sexy. But yeah, that's what flirting is for whoever. Yeah, you love it now, but you was looking confused and distorted that day.
You know what?
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna keep 100. I'm talking about peeling somebody. Wait a minute.
No, we ain't talking about no peeing. No, that's not peeing, dude.
Yeah,
peeing is yellow. I promise you, if a girl squirts, it's not gonna be yellow. It's gonna be clear.
Nah. It's gonna be clear. Yeah, this is one.
No. He did not get peed on. Unless, I'm glad we cleared that up, Tom. You did not take a shot of piss.
Well, I didn't have the lights on like you did.
Oh,
I didn't have the lights on.
You,
I didn't listen to your mom's advice.
Oh, my God, damn. Y'all on fire tonight. Oh, Jesus. My stomach. Y'all have my stomach ripped up. Oh, damn.
All right, Nas, you're doing a lot of laughing. It's your turn, brother. Don't even try.
There
it's
you
your
go.
Turn.
Man, my stories go long and deep. I mean, I'm trying to figure out which bag I'm going to pull out. Okay, let me see. I got the woman that didn't blink. Let me see that one.
Wait, she didn't blink? Like, does she just sit there and drop Visine in her eye all day?
How does one not blink? Real talk.
I would like to know.
Yo, real talk.
Does she give you the crazy eyes, too? She has to have crazy eyes.
It was no sleepy eye, nothing. I'm telling you, real talk. She lives a whole book in New Jersey. If you're listening, fuck it. Whatever. y'all been talking to her. Yo, man, ain't nothing worse than a woman don't blink when you're talking to her or other things happening. Like, yo, blink your eye, do something. Yo, straight up, man.
When you know you're alive. Are you sure she was alive?
Yeah. Yo, man.
Wait, she was dealing with a girl. Hold on. You was dealing with a girl that didn't blink? What did I miss?
Yo, I swear to God, dude, at every point, I swear to God that she never blinked, son. I'm talking about never blinked. Every time I looked over, I was waiting for her. One time I stared at her for at least 5 minutes. I thought if I blinked, I may have missed something. You know what I'm saying? So I stared at her. So it's funny because my lady at the time was my girlfriend, but anyway, my girl was on the bus. She seen this chick. The chick was in the back of the bus. Now, mind you, when she was traveling from, I guess it was like maybe 2 to 3 miles, I swear to God, my woman confirmed it. The whole trip, the girl stared at her. You know, that was her nickname, the starer. This woman never blinked. I'm talking about everything, dude. She never blinked, dog. It was scary all my life. You know, it wasn't sexy no more. I just questioned my decision-making. Is this chick alive? She has never blinked, son. So I purposely, like, you know, when at the time I dated her, I purposely made sure my blinking kind of went off schedule to see can I catch her blink once. So I mean, she never blinked. And needless to say, men, that's a scary thing during certain moments. The person that don't blink is just not sexy at all day. It's just not. I'm sorry. It's just not sexy.
So did you ever see her sleep? Could she close her eyes?
You know what, dude?
Was her eyelids
you
too
know
short?
Hold on. You know what? Damn it. You're making a thought-provoking statement right there. I don't remember seeing her sleep.
Yeah.
Hold on, man.
So hold on. So you're telling me you might have been with a girl who never had, she ain't had fully developed eyelids. Her blinds might not go all the way down.
She did have some bad sleeper eyes.
Her blinds don't go all the way down. Hold up.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right, don't judge me. She never played.
Ain't nobody judging you.
I swear to God. But needless to say, I said the comment. I thought it wouldn't have happened to me. Jesus. Okay. All right. My woman always questioned my decision making. That was earlier. What was this one? Some fat chick. Okay. Lord forgive me. To all the women that's overweight, I apologize. It's not dogging you out. I don't need to get you hit in the head with a DC battery or a rack of lamb. I'm sorry. It's not want to happen. Anyway. This one was really big. God. No, I don't want to share this one. No, I'm not. I don't want to share that one. Eddie, back to you.
Hold up. No. Man up.
Exactly.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Oh, no, you didn't, you dirty bastard.
Yeah.
You dirty son of a... Peter shot the logo.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you bastard. You son of a something. All right.
We're waiting.
Yeah, exactly.
She was at least a good 350.
No, 350, 370. Easy.
Okay.
I was sad. I was at the bar with my cousin. She was working behind the bar as a barmaid, and I was just sad, and she didn't want me driving home. This fat heifer said, I'll drive him home. I mean, I should have learned the signs at the bar. You know, when a woman said, I'll drive him home, I mean, she was breathing extra heavy when she said that. That's the extra Darth Vader breath when you're saying your each word. I'm like, okay, all right. Needless to say, she took me to her house. She had a room. She shared an apartment with my cousin. She took advantage of me. She took a picture. And to her, kill yourself. You know, she works at a pit station. I swear to God, I see you watch your goddamn back. Word up, real talk. I'm embarrassed. This shit was big as hell. No damn clapping. Don't clap. It ain't funny. It ain't no applause on that. I see you watch your damn back. Because you didn't have to do that to me. I was drunk, incoherent, and hurting. She took advantage of me. And to all y'all big women out there that take advantage of innocent, good men out here, kill yourself.
Wow, really? Because
you
didn't about
have,
you?
You didn't have to do it.
You're
no,
the victim?
You're
the victim? Okay.
So all the big women out there,
this woman was talking about this.
Hey, Tom, last time I took a drunken lie is a sober truth. That's what I heard.
Hey. I mean, did you write it?
I don't know. I don't drink, but I heard that a drunken lie is sober truth. So basically, deep in the back of your mind, you really like the
truth.
You're a man of...
That's what I want to know. I want to know if you write it.
That's what Edward... At least Fatty had a belly button. Ha ha.
But clearly hers was hidden, and you don't even know if you hit the right hole. You might have smashed. Matter of fact, that's probably what you smashed. You probably smashed her belly button.
You're not right. You're not right.
You're right.
It could have
been a deep inning. You're right. Hey.
She had extra belly button.
No.
But anyway.
Hold up. Somebody hold me.
I had one with missing pieces. You had one with extra pieces. So we're even.
I'm talking about this chick had the KFC bucket. I'm talking about this. She had the fat back. She had,
fat back.
I didn't take it. Somehow
you got it wrecked. Somehow you got it wrecked.
No, she was...
Big girl.
Listen, disclaimer to all our big girls, listen. We love you, the Man Talk Show. We apologize.
We do.
Don't be saying we. You're the only one that said something bad.
I have no problem with big women.
If any of you want to take them home with you, I think
them
bones
a
are for
drinks.
Dogs. I like women with meat on their bones. I think bones are for dogs. I'm fine
they
with
are.
Women with meaty bones.
Listen, disclaimer. There are some beautiful big women out there. There are.
That is
and
correct.
All women
I agree.
Are beautiful. All the women are beautiful. I just don't feel like, you know, insulting nobody, so I'm just keeping it 100. But what she did to me is totally intrusive and wrong and disrespectful. And I swear to God, I won't say a name on this.
Are we going to let him act like he really didn't want it? Are we going to really let him go with that?
Listen.
Okay, next time, guys. I'll go. It's cool.
You put your hands at 10 and 2.
Oh, okay.
And you just right.
You know what? We almost have a conversation behind the scenes because they don't disrespect me.
All right. this story has nothing to do with sex. It was just a straight up embarrassing moment for me when I was in high school. All right, so I'm in my study block, right? And I fell asleep during my study block. But when I fell asleep, I had a dream that I was awake at my house, walking freely, and nobody was there. And I had a little gas at my house by myself. Nobody was there. So I just let one rip. And clearly, I did it for real because it woke me up. And the whole class looked at me. And the whole class looked at me like, damn, that would be a good time for you to hit the damn button. But I looked up, and I just could not believe that I really did that in the classroom. I mean, loud, hard. Just I'm home, I'm free, by myself, and just let it go. And apparently I was dreaming. I really wasn't home. I was in the middle of my study block in a very quiet room with my head down sleeping. And I pooted so hard that it woke me up.
Hold on. How you fall asleep? How you fall asleep and you farted and you woke you up? We know, hold on, let me stop lying. We've all done it. Let's stop front. Hold on, Eddie. Tom, I got to ask you a question, Eddie. Now, when you did it, did you reach behind and say, damn, crap myself? Did you check yourself?
It wasn't a wet one.
See, y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't even front. Y'all all know, like, hold on, the wet ones, you got a second question. Like, damn, well, that's a little extra. Hold on, that had
a
little moisture.
I ain't even gonna lie. I had a moment like that. If we want to go there, then now that was embarrassing as hell. Okay, I drove to school. I drove to school in high school. What was that, like 16, 17 years old, I drove to school, right, and I'm driving, and I get close to, I got to the school, I parked, and my girlfriend at the time, she had drove past and saw me park, so she looking to see me in class, so I'm in the car, all right, well, before I go to school, let me go ahead and let this one go. Man, I thought I had to poop. But I didn't. I had to do a little more than poop. And when I tried to poop, more than poop came out. So I had to leave school. I politely just turned my car right back on and drove back home and, like, walking with the shitty walk up the steps to the apartment to get rid of them drawers and everything and wash my behind. And my girlfriend called me and was like, I saw you in school today. What? I mean, I saw you park. Where you at? What happened? She called me during her lunch, and I was like, man, I thought I had to poo. And she just died laughing. And she told me the story. She told me the story about how that happened to her mom, too. So, apparently, I ain't the only dude that was pretty damn near grown who shitted on himself.
You had a shark. It's called a shark.
And then I had to drive all the way home with it.
People try to front that it never happened. Let me explain to you. A shark. Shark is when you have a fart and you shit on yourself.
I gotta tell a quick little aside. It was just nasty. So, a similar situation. She got that and just decided to eat it out after. But I didn't get a good clean.
Wait a minute. I missed it. Hold on. You rewind that button there, brother.
Yeah, start from the top. What are you saying?
I had a similar situation. Had a little bit of a short incident. Not much, it was a little bit. But you know, you're trying to hide it because you were. And I kept trying to get these situations to go so I can clean it, or go to the bathroom or something. And then one time, I get to the bathroom, and she follows me in to the bathroom. And I'm like, damn, I need to. And then, so So she's like, I guess she just wanted to get at it. So she just like, you know, first she starts like sucking my dick. She's putting her hand around back, and she's like, making my butt while she's sucking it. I'm like, what the fuck? I need to like clean my.
Oh, God.
Oh, you freak. I'm like, you drunk, nasty ass.
Oh, Jesus.
Freak.
You deal with some goddamn freak. Oh, God.
So,
damn.
That happened.
Oh. Oh, Jesus. Oh, once again, welcome to the Men's Talk Show.
Welcome to
hey,
the
your
most
turn,
mature
your
talk
turn,
show
your
on
turn,
the radio.
Oh, keep going, yo. We got time, yo. We can tell a lot more stories. Stop laughing, man. Go.
You know, hold on. My woman, all right, I created a new terminology, a new word. Everybody heard of shark, right?
Yeah, you just explained it. You just explained
right.
it.
Right. But I have a new one. It's called a shift.
A what?
I had a shift.
What is that?
All right, listeners, you want a shift?
A shift? Are you saying shift?
Yeah, shift. Shift. S-H-I-S-S. Shift.
Oh, okay.
Shift. Shift, Negro, shift.
All right, go ahead.
A shift is a mixture of taking a shit in the piss.
Dang.
You ever had to take a... I'm sorry. Oh, God, that was from the gut. All right, I'm sorry, listeners. I apologize. But anyway, my moment was a shit.
You should apologize.
What happened was, I believe in being innovative. So, you know, just... All right, listen, I'm gonna deny this if it ever comes up. I'm not telling what job this happened at, but it happened. I had an evaluation. I swear to you, I had an evaluation. And I said, okay, you know, I got the calls. Like, you know, it's your turn for the evaluation. I said, okay, cool. It's my annual evaluation. I said, cool. I go to the bathroom, but I mind you, that week I didn't feel too well. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm taking a leak.
This isn't going to end well.
Personally, every man takes a fart when he pisses. Every man does it. Needless to say, this didn't work out best for me. So, now, mind you, I'm at work. I'm taking the leak. And I shit on myself. I'm talking about the runny one. I'm talking about the one I've had before the night before.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Oh, man.
I'm going to rectify this situation. Oh, quit thinking. All right, nigga, what's good? I was like, all right, check it out. Wash and get all of my hands. I can't put these white balls back. And I have on the beige suit. I was like, oh, I'm in a predicament. So I'm in the bathroom, scrubbing my ass, finishing cleaning. I'm like, wow, well, I'm getting the dry towels, wiping up. My ass, she comes in the hot air blower, you know, the strong one, you hit it, and then, you know, that, you know, motion sensor, you put it under there, and the blow goes. So I'm praying to God and nobody walks in this bathroom right now.
With my
drawers in my hand, being bent over by the what's the name? Like, and I got an evaluation, got to hurry me, make it to in 2 minutes.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, I'm in a situation. So I'm saying on this whole thing, like, oh, this is some BS. This don't mean this. Why me? So I'm mad up. I bring out my drawers, put them in my pocket or inside a suit pocket. So mind you, I'm having an evaluation, straight up naked, finished shifting on myself, cleaned up a little bit, trying to be straight faced through this whole evaluation process. Oh my God, the most baddest moment in my possible life. I said to my missus, I said, the devil is a liar. I made it through, but yo, that was the worst situation of my whole entire life. Let alone I made that terminology called the shits. It's called shit
infection
at the same time.
Wow. You know, there's a whole lot of sharing going on today.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Before you go any further, I got to bring my sis on. Hold on.
No, I don't need judgment.
Hold on, Tom. Don't you start. You know she's going to get you. Yo, you guys are off the hook tonight. I swear to God. First of all, I want to say hello and welcome to the Signature Black. What's going on, sis?
Hey.
She at work.
Big.
I know you at work right now. Big, we having a field day here.
Apparently so. Apparently I'm missing out on something.
Oh,
wow.
Sig,
your turn.
You got to hear archives, Sig, with Brother Eddie. Eddie is fucked hell. It's no belly button. That's all I'm going to tell you. No belly button. It's time.
There was...
priceless.
Y'all are sorry. All I heard was a bunch of laughing. And I'm like, they're laughing hard. And they having a good time without me. My feelings are hurt.
Oh. Listen, see, when you listen to the show, you're going to crack up. Eddie said some stuff and Tom said some things. And of course, I said some things. It shouldn't even be out here. But this, yo, these guys are off the hook. Tom was saying some things. I'm done. That's it. I'm about to run out the room.
Wait a minute,
Eddie took the cake.
I have not had a chance to listen. I got called in to do something I did not know to do today. So I'm just not listening. All I heard was a bunch of laughing. What is this show about? And I apologize to the listeners. I'm normally not late, but
Sick. The topic of the day is, I never thought this would happen to me.
See it? Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, I should have been on here for the whole show. I got a bunch of shit that would happen to me. I never thought I'd get married twice to two people I didn't love. Come on now.
Tom, it's your turn. It's your turn,
Tom.
No, I just went. Yeah, it's your turn. Or is it my turn?
Oh, goodness.
Do you really want me to go?
Didn't I just tell the story? Didn't I just tell the story about the messy finger?
Oh, yeah, you did.
What?
Okay. All right. Okay.
What the
all
hell?
Right. Hey, you got to listen to the archives.
Yo, listen, man. He's about splitting. I was like, wait a minute. Hold up.
All right. This is one of my ultimate, I never thought this would happen to me stories.
It can't
okay.
top the.
So,
it cannot top the no belly button. It can't.
We'll see. All right. So, you're probably right. But anyway, this was like.
Wait, I got one more question.
Right.
How old was no belly button? Because you also said earlier you like older women.
She had to be in her. In her like early 20s, she was in her early 20s.
Okay,
early
you guys are wrong because there are people with no belly button. So stop it.
Thank you. All right, so so there you go. So I met this girl. We was at Food Lion, you know, just like y'all Pathmark and ShopRite or whatever. I met this girl at Food Lion. We got a place called Food Lion here in Virginia. So. Met the girl at Food Lion. I spit my little game at that time and got her number or whatever. So we finally linked up. I called her. We finally linked up. I got her to come over to the crib or whatever. So she at the house and we're talking and she's like, well, I really, really like you or whatever. She said, but I don't have sex on the first date. Me being me, I'm like, well, you know, I wasn't trying to do that anyway. So there's no need for you to go there and worry about that, right? So after she makes that speech, she throws me on my bed and pulls my daggone pants and stuff off. And she starts giving me head.
Well, she doesn't give a sex. She just, you know, a little blowy.
Hold on. She's slow. She's very slow. So she throws me on my bed. She started giving me head, and then she commenced to throw my legs behind my head and licking
what?
Her behind. Yes.
Wait, hold on a minute.
Hold on, man.
And she had the fastest tongue in the world. And I started screaming and reaching and screaming and reaching for pillows.
She kissed you after, didn't she? She didn't even brush her teeth. No mouthwash.
Yo, I'm high pitch screaming and reaching for pillows and all kinds of stuff. Yo, she made me feel so feminine, yo. I'm screaming
nasty.
And everything. So she finally leaves, yo, and I get rid of her number immediately. Like, I'm blocking her calls, and every time I see her, like, I do a U-turn to go to the other street, and all, and she, like, ruined my life, yo.
I don't know why he won't talk to me anymore.
Wait a minute, I'm trying to wrap my head around your leg, Eddie.
What happened was that he let a girl eat his booty hole.
I know, but I got that part. I'm trying to figure out.
You heard the part where he was like, he liked
this
it.
This is the part.
He
no.
rolled the eyes back.
No, this is the part.
I was uncomfortable, yo. I'm screaming at her.
No, listen. I am tired. Listen. I'm trying to wrap my brain around that visual of your leg behind your head.
Me too.
Oh, yeah, we haven't even gotten that part.
She grabbed my leg. She pushed them legs back. They didn't make it to my head, but she pretty much pushed my legs back. She just was straight aggressive with me, yo. I started reaching and grabbing for pillows. Put that junk over my face.
God.
I'm screaming.
That was my I can't believe this happened to me moment.
That's one of my ultimate moments.
I was
avoiding her. Like, I would see her and do a U-turn. I might be going that way. I might even be late.
She just made me feel so uncomfortable, yo.
Huh?
I don't even want to. I am still trying to wrap my brain around the leg situation.
She was aggressive with me, man. She just took my goods like that. But that's all she did. She sucked me dry, and then she got up, wiped her mouth off, and left.
I'm trying to imagine a look on your face.
Oh my God! No, I felt so like I just felt violated.
I felt violated,
and I just did not feel masculine for that the rest of that evening.
Poor babe.
I can't believe it happened to me. Who's next?
All right.
Unless y'all want me to go for a second one until Nas gets himself
together. Stop. I can't take no more. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, this show been off the meat rack. You guys are dumb. I'm just saying dumb. I gotta say dumb because let me retract that. All right, we have men sharing about their blooper moments and life experiences. We hope that you guys enjoy the show because I have to listen to the archives after this one.
I know I do. Apparently, I missed
Eddie, you killed me with the no belly button. The woman with no belly button. Breast and hair. That's all I heard. I'm done. Tom, I'm gonna leave you alone with the minute rice thing. I'm gonna stay away from that and the squirting. And everybody knows my story. Everybody knows my story. I had Blanca for Street Fighter, and I had the woman that didn't blink. You know, we talked about that. We shared our moment. And also the shissing and the sharding. Those are unsettling terminologies in the archives.
This is one of the ones that we delete afterwards.
Is that what you're telling
me? No, you don't get to delete. There is no delete, brother. This one may have to make it.
This one will make it to the new or what the next season of beginning intro. Oh, it's going down.
Oh, that's right.
You are so on it. Oh, you are so
so on there, you just don't know. I'm going to mark this one down. Now, if you're listening, I know you're out there grinding on the street, getting the signs for the councilman thing. A shart, for those who recap, a shart is someone that takes a shit and a fart at the same time. And it doesn't cooperate with your body.
Well, you thought it was a fart, and it turned out to be a shit. That's what a shart is.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Now, going forward, we came with a new terminology on a Man of Talk show, a shiss. Unfortunately, I had experienced a new terminology. I took a piss, and the other part came out at the same time before a very important meeting. So, needless to say, that was not a counterproductive meeting, but that person never knew in the evaluation that happened to me. But I manned up, and I handled my business, and I passed my evaluation with a promotion. That's how I get down.
Well, I'm glad Lily got promoted.
They wanted to get your stinky ass away from them. That's what it was.
It passed you, too.
Just get him the promotion. We need him out of here.
That's an amen, brother. If that works, listen, those look at the show. If you got a shit to get that promotion, you do what you got to do.
Nice. Oh, my
yo,
God.
Stop, you got me. You got me going. Stop, you dudes are stupid. That's what happened tonight. But you listen to archives, you're going to hear another you will listen to another version of Tom you never heard before.
I got
Tom,
it.
I enjoyed you
oh
today, Tom.
God.
That was fun, man.
Tom, man.
I'm not
Tom
gets an
applause. And you show your
Tom
true colors.
Gets an applause tonight.
Tom, how you perform without me? Oh my, my feelings are so hurt.
No, you didn't
need
hear
me
what he
perform
said
with you.
Say what?
You need me to perform with you?
Ooh. Oh, damn. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up.
Do I get to pick the position?
Wow.
I mean, we can wrestle about it. We can argue on that.
Tom is
I don't believe in arguing. I don't believe in arguing. I don't argue. I argue for a living. Oh. I don't argue in relationships. When people want to argue, I just strip.
Oh, God.
Wait a minute.
Hey Tom, don't let her put your legs back. It doesn't feel as good as it might sound. Don't let her put your legs back.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Let me go all the way outside.
Eddie, we're not discuss how you got punked.
Hold up. Now y'all know how it feel when y'all act like we don't have no damn bones in our legs. What the hell do y'all be doing? Trying to make wishes?
That was Eddie was on some. He was on some. Oh, not me. I thought it wasn't me. No, stop. No,
it wasn't me. Was oh my God! But it felt good. But it was weird. But it was different. Debbie, do it, Debbie. Debbie did
Eddie
Dallas, and then
Eddie,
Debbie
Eddie,
did Eddie.
Eddie grabbed pills and talking in tongues.
I was, yo. And, like, all kind of octaves, yo. I had to tell my mom, yo, that actually,
you know what,
that was me.
Wait.
That was actually
hold on,
me.
Hold on. Please, tell me again what you told your mom what?
He said what?
You had to tell your mom what?
His mom that he
I had to,
like
I had to
a
tell
bitch.
My mom that was me. That wasn't her. That was me.
You had
you
to tell
your mom that?
So you were in your mama's
house.
You
were
in your mama's
house. That was my mom.
You had to tell
your
mom that he screamed like a bitch.
Man,
you had to tell your mom that you hit a
that was me.
You thought only a woman would hit.
That was me. That was me. That's why I had to grab the pillow.
There was no embarrassment here, man.
Hit the brakes.
Hey,
hit the brakes. All right, we got to close the remarks. You guys are off the meat rack. All right, listen. we had to close the remarks. Sig, I know you pressed for time. Sig, you want to do some closing remarks? We're going to spend the time with Eddie. Sig, any closing remarks with this craziness that's been going on this evening?
I'm glad you guys had fun. I'm definitely going to listen to the archive. Tom, I will be in Jersey in June, so be naked.
Oh, we all hanging out. Hold on,
I'll start with the stretching now.
I'm sorry?
Mm-mm. I said I'll start stretching now, then I'll be...
just do what I say. I'll send you some instructions. Don't worry about it.
Who we got online? I think we got Daryl, you online?
Yeah, man. Sir got his tail end of it, but at least he got his end of it.
And Darryl, and time is close. We got 3 minutes, brother. Listen, the show's been off the meat rack. Eddie, Tom, you want to hear a different side of Tom. That's another story. And Eddie's story is very, needless to say, interesting. And you hear my
interesting
story.
Is not the word.
He went out like a bitch. I'm leaving alone. But anyway, Darryl, real quick, brother.
Yo.
Sig was giving the closing remarks, man. I apologize, Sig. Darryl
That's
called
okay.
And I'm going to take everybody in. Sig, please finish off, baby.
I'm good. I got to listen to the archives. Damn it, I hate missing a good time. Did y'all get naked? I just want to know because I got visuals running through my head.
Yeah,
was anybody naked?
It went there.
People were naked. Okay, I got the visuals. Eddie with his legs behind his head, balls.
They
didn't make it.
All right. Dad, listen, Dad, you're on the line, dog. Yeah, closing remarks. What's up, brother? What's happening?
I'm just out here. I'm on my grind trying to get this election stuff off, doing my thing in the city. I'm just doing my thing. I'm sorry I missed such a hot topic, but I'm glad that the brothers all put the big dick on the table because that's where the big dick belongs, on the table.
Wait a minute. Dicks were big? I'm so confused. Oh, my God. I missed out.
You text me later then, Sig. You text me later.
Oh, okay.
Thomas Lorenzo Reynolds. Thomas Lorenzo
Reynolds. Give me closing remarks, 10 to 20 seconds. What you got?
I take no responsibility for anything that was said on this radio. I don't know who it was that you guys had on this show. I don't know him.
That's what's going down.
I'm going to see how much I know when I get my picture text. Woohoo!
Here we go. Eddie got 10 to 15 seconds. What you got, brother?
All right. This is Edward L. Fairley, and I do not approve of this message.
Hold up. You know what? Y'all can't go doing no disclaimers now. It's late.
Nah. You know I'm joking. I made that clear in the beginning. But as I stated earlier, if you can't connect with people, then you're not human to them. So if you can't connect with people, then they won't consider you human, and you'll never be able to move or help a person. So I'm glad we were able to show the human side of us. Some people think we might feel like we're better than people, or we're just great all the time, or we try to proceed or make you feel that way, but we are human. We've made mistakes. We've done stupid stuff. And
yes,
it's just a way to let y'all know that we're no different from any of you all, and it's okay to be human. But that's it.
Enough said. Listen, the girl, what he said is enough right? for me. Enough what he said. Everybody say good night. 10 seconds.
Good night.
Good night. I'm proud of you after
good
this
night.
Show, bro.
I won't text. You guys have my number. I won't text.
Play back.